This is Doug Day with Portable Restroom Operator Magazine. Our podcast this month is about D. Lovenberg Portable Toilet Company, which went through some explosive growth. Visit promonthly.com to read more about the portable restroom industry. And stay tuned here to learn more about Dustin Lovenberg. Dustin, your huge growth came from buying another company. That's a big move. What was it that made you pull the trigger on that deal?
I just felt that it was something that I needed to do at that time in my life. You know, I had grown my company to its ability, and the opportunity presented itself, so it was something that was easy for the taking, and we just made that choice to do that. That was when we purchased North Jersey Portable Toilet Rentals, and have since then acquired a few other companies as well.
What changes did you make to manage that, or probably more importantly, what did you wish you would have done that you didn't do?
I would say that the changes that I did make, you know, I've brought on obviously some more staff. In the original transition and acquisition, I brought all their employees on. There was about 8 employees that I took from then that now probably 2 are still here. I wish there were some more experienced guys that came along with it. I'm a small-time operator. I was a small guy before that in this business. With that growth came a lot of hurdles, obviously. The biggest thing I would say is your overhead. Your overhead is the biggest, hardest thing to deal with when you grow, you know, when you double the size of your company overnight. But I wish I guess I could say I wish I had some more help in the managing aspect of things. Obviously, that's what you'll read in the story that we did do for the Pro Magazine. It's all about the staff. At the end of the day, you know, if your staff's not there for you, you're nobody. Just, you know, fuel, you know, when you go from a fleet size of, you know, 5 to 10 trucks to now 20 to 30 trucks, you know, your fuel expenses are astronomical. Your payroll, obviously, that's the, you know, number one thing. But then you're also doubling everything else. You know, your everyday needs for the use of a portable toilet, your chemicals, your washdowns, your Urinex, your toilet paper, obviously, urinal blocks. That was another big thing and problem in this industry recently for us in the state of New Jersey, as they went to non-para urinal blocks. Obviously, a lot more states are doing this now. You know, it all started out in California and has made its way over here. But those things, you know, it's kind of hard, especially when you have the competition that we have here with guys that'll, you know, basically do it for nothing. You know, I know there are other guys like that in other parts of the state. I know I hear Florida's pretty rough. It's not an easy business in the state of New Jersey, I can tell you that.
You say you want to create more of a corporate structure for the company. Do you have a vision of what that will look like?
I would say I do. You know, I'm going to be the president and CEO of the company. Then I'm actually in the process, again, you'll read in the Pro Magazine that I'm merging companies with my father. He will then step in as a vice president of this company, which is going to be the overall of everything. We're just going to have a few divisions. And then we're probably going to have my father's operations manager become the company's operations manager, which is Dan Berlew. He's going to actually run the day-to-day operations and things of that nature. And then we're going to get a couple more staff in the office, so we'll have an office manager and go forward from there. And then hopefully the next step after that would be get a route manager and get some guys out there siting units and making sure that things are done, you know, correctly, because the business that we are in is a service industry. And I personally strive to have a very clean unit. Number one, my name is on every unit that's out there. So that's a big, big, big thing for me.
Many portable restroom companies are small organizations. What things should they consider when thinking about expanding?
To be honest with you, Doug, at the end of the day, I felt, and this is totally me personally, I felt that when I had 500 units, I made more money. To expand beyond that, and until you jump the you know, 2,000 hurdle, that in-between in there is very, very, very tough. You know, when you're under 500 units, you can manage it with a couple people. You can make better money. You can pick and choose your jobs. It just, you know, at this stage of the game, now you're fighting for things bid-wise. You know, like, again, like I said, you got guys out here that are doing stuff for nothing. It just doesn't make it easy. The state of New Jersey doesn't make it easy. There's taxes for everything on everything that you do. And, you know, to make that jump, you have to really put your heart and effort into it and be willing to work at it. That's my number one thing. You know, I just went and did a route yesterday. I just serviced, a route because I got into a bind and a couple guys were out and out sick. And, you know, these things you have to do. I'm out in the yard every day making sure that, you know, every unit that goes out is in the position and shape that I want it to be in. So it's you have to have your heart into it, and like any business, but you have to really, you know, you have to strive for it and love what you do.
So it sounds like what you're saying is find a comfort zone and stick with it.
I would say so, to be absolutely honest with you, you know. But the problem is that, you know, now in the stage that I'm at, I would sit back and say, you know, what did I do wrong? What would I change, like you said, you know, in your question? You know, there's a lot of things, you know, trucks that I've purchased. You know, maybe I wouldn't have went with International, or maybe I wouldn't have went aluminum, or maybe I should have bought more of this, or I shouldn't have, you know, did a little less of that. But you find these things out, and they're growing pains, and you make mistakes in life, you know. You have to be able to live with that and deal with it and work through it.
If you had your druthers looking forward 5 years, what do you want your company to look like?
My five-year goal would be to be debt-free and start bringing my children into the business a little more. They come to work with me all the time now on weekends. You know, they love it. You know, they love spending time with Daddy. But I want my company to be organized, well-managed, well-maintained, and have a prestige presence so that everybody who knows my company and knows who I am has something good to say about it.
Thanks to Dustin Levenberg for joining us today. This is Doug Day with Portable Restroom Operator Magazine. For more information about this story, please read the article at promonthly.com.